Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. In this episode, I've got a special guest, Tim Adlin, who's a graphic designer here at Microsoft, and specifically, he's actually one of the graphics designers that's involved with the team that's putting on Mix and has put on the PDC and stuff like that. And I thought it might be a good idea to kind of find out from him, you know, what exactly some of the core components and aspects are of Mix that are important to graphic designers. Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Hey, yeah, doing well.
So, you're a graphics designer
mm-hmm.
at a company that is primarily a programming company, although I guess we have people that do finance and junk like that too,
sure.
But it's a programmer's company, you know.
Right, right.
What exactly is your background?
Okay, so I've been in the industry for, I guess, about, 13 years at this point. I come from the agency side, really. I've been working with, you know, big clients for agencies for many years.
So essentially then, you know, if I was a software company and needed to get some graphic stuff done for either my website or my application, I would hire your company
exactly.
to come outfit my system.
Yeah, yeah. Any sort of business that, you know, needs to have a presence on the web would come to one of the companies I've worked for in the past. You know, e-commerce sites, all sorts of stuff like mm-hmm. that. But then I went to Mix06, and was really introduced to the world of WPF and Silverlight, what was then WPFE, right? And from that point, the companies that I was working for started, you know, finding an interest in that, and I started working a little bit with WPF. Had the really, you know, good fortune to be called back over to Microsoft and came over to work on the Mix Online team, and specifically for the Mix conferences as well. So I'm also the creative director for the Mix conferences. So during this time in my position at Microsoft here in the evangelism group, I've had the good fortune to work on a lot of WPF, Silverlight applications, as well as a lot of things you know, specifically geared towards the web, you know, open source applications, and you know, playing well with other sorts of technologies, you know, outside of the Microsoft stack as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's because you came from kind of outside of the Microsoft stack to a certain extent, and so you understood what's going on now mm-hmm. in the real world. Not inside of the place where we've already had the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I had spent a lot of time outside of the, you know, the ecosphere here, and you know, was really technology agnostic. You know, it was really about good design and getting websites built and web apps out the door and software applications. You know, for clients particularly. So, you know, coming with a slightly different perspective and given a really good and particular opportunity here in my current position to really explore a lot of different avenues and, you know, definitely with a Microsoft bent, of course, mm-hmm. but, you know, really broadly geared really towards the web. Mm-hmm.
Now, touching back on your pre-Microsoft days, as a graphic designer working for an agency, or even like putting your hat and pretend you're actually inside of a company doing it internally,
what are
some of the big challenges that face a graphic designer?
Well, there's it really runs the spectrum between you know, when you're working on a large team where you have information architects, graphic designers of different levels, so you could have, you know, high-level graphic designers working with lower-level designers, working with wireframes and graphic comps, and then doing red lines to hand it off to developers, working with a developer team. So you have that whole workflow, which can be very challenging at times. And then you also have the very small team workflow where the designer is kind of expected to do everything. So in both of those scenarios, you have to wear a lot of different hats. So that's the experience that I've had because I've worked on both large teams and small.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And do you think that things like Mix are important to these people to take and come and attend, or are the, you know, can a designer actually learn stuff, you know, through the web or through books and just by trial and error?
Well, you know, there is a lot of learning that can be had through trial and error and picking up code, you know, from the web. But I think there's a couple things that are particular to Mix. One is you're learning from actual industry experts with their feet in the field. These are people from, you know, large agencies, large corporations, down to small agencies and small corporations that can speak to a number of different levels.
And so you mean the presenters aren't just the Microsoft people talking, but these are actually third parties, outside companies?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the mix this year is about 50-50, Microsoft and outside agencies. People that are really working with Microsoft technologies as well as other technologies, merging the two and giving real-world, real practical advice on how to do things and how to build web applications, how to build websites, using all sorts of technologies and approaches as well.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the sessions you think are critical or important or just you're going to go to yourself?
Yeah. Well, there's quite a few, and I printed out a list here so I could kind of go over a couple of these because I'm really excited about a few of them. I think one of the things that's really applicable to our audience is how Microsoft technologies play well with others. For the design community, we are reliant a lot of times on third-party applications such as Photoshop. You know, I'll go ahead and say it. But, you know, because it's a good tool and it does specific things brilliantly. And that works into the normal designer workflow. So there's a session here about, you know, how Expression Blend works with Adobe Creative Suite. And we've also got Expression Blend No Platform Left Behind, which is how Expression Web will work with stuff like PHP and ASP.NET and, you know, different technologies to help you build your website. So mm-hmm. how it really plays well with others. And then there's a lot of stuff about workflow. Especially geared around Silverlight and WPF applications. And I find those particularly interesting, you know, the position that I'm on, not only as a creative director for Mix, but as a UX designer on the Mix Online team, is working with other developers, usually just one developer, to build out applications and websites. So the workflow aspect is really absolutely key on how to build, you know, build applications and websites very quickly, because we're always on a very tight schedule to get these things out the door, and into the hands of the public. So workflow is extremely important and how to get things done quickly. And that ends up saving money, too, you know, where you don't have to have a team of designers and a team of developers. You can have a real core team.
And when you say workflow, you're talking about the application or applications participating in the understanding that there is a handoff of duties from person to person and there's a sharing of duties between people as well.
Exactly. You know, I've been having really good experiences working specifically with WPF and working with developers, you know, with TFS doing source control where we can pass things off back and forth pretty seamlessly, and was really keyed into this sort of way of working in the past Mix conferences. So there's once again going to be, you know, lots of discussion about that. And I think that's going to be really useful for people. And then another one that I'm really interested in is C# for designers.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. C# is... Okay, explain that to me.
It's true. So, yeah, you would know as well, better than anyone, I would think. I am not a coder, one single bit. And that's a skill that I think is really handy to have in your back pocket, even just a little bit. So to have the opportunity to learn just a little bit of C#, where I can talk more intelligently with my developer and understand what I'm asking him to do just a little bit more exactly, maybe wire a thing up or two myself, save him a little bit of hassle, and maybe make it so I don't have to ask for it to be just a little bit to the right, etc., etc. I think that could be really, really useful. I'm really excited for that.
Mm-hmm. That way, when the programmer talks to you about a for each loop and stuff like that, you kind of know what he's talking about.
I have some idea what he's talking about. Right?
So what we need now is a designers for programmers, something like that, so that when you start talking about color schemes, the programmers know what you're talking about.
There you go. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's one of the really good things about Mix in particular is that there's so many designers and developers working towards the same goals, towards the web. And I think it's a really interesting place for them to speak and converse and hang out. And that's one of the greatest things about it is, you know, the social aspect of it. You know, there's the great party at Tao, and there's the great mixers, and there's just the opportunity to be in the same place with people that are working towards the same goal as you are, which is to make a better web.
Mm-hmm. So in addition to these sessions, you're actually learning just from the other attendees.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's we have a special place called the Third Space, where, you know, there's lots of things to just kind of do and hang out. There's lots of, you know, little social events. There's a show-off event where, you know, people are submitting videos of their, you know, applications and technologies. You know, there's the 10K contest. You know, we're going to have some events around that. So there's lots of opportunities to, you know, interact with other people that you might not otherwise get the opportunities to see and meet. People from large design agencies, small technology companies, business decision makers, developers, designers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we've got just a few short weeks or months to go before Mix, and so I know you've got an awful lot of work to do to get the Mix Online site in shape and getting all this information, people, so I'll let you get back to your work. But I really enjoyed talking to you and learning more about Mix from a designer's perspective and what's important there.
Great. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us. I hope you enjoyed hearing about Tim and what he's focusing on attending when he goes to Mix, and hopefully we'll see you in those same sessions, too. See you later.